Hello, this is Maria Castrillo Escalona, and I'm here with a cast of Mama Rosalina. We have Maria, Rob, Susan, and Kenny. Thank you so much for doing this podcast. So we will start with, tell me about what character do you guys play and how do you relate to it? Let's start with Maria.
Hi, I'm Maria. I play Mariella. I am Carla's sister, Carla Spinelli's sister. And I am the spoiled sister. Mm-hmm. And Carla lives with our mother.
Yeah.
So I go there and visit every once in a while. She lives there with her two boys. She's divorced. And I go pick up our mother to take her to the salon or shopping. We have two totally different lifestyles. So I guess you're just going to have to tune in to see how funny it is.
So how do you relate to your character?
Oh, how do I relate to my character? So I do have a sister in real life. And we are very opposite, my sister and I. And Janine in real life has a sister. And they are very opposite. Mm. I grew up with Janine and Vanessa, her sister, so we kind of work with each other. Yep. We work really well with each other. Janine and I are similar, and it's funny because our sisters in real life are similar.
It's like a true story, huh?
True story.
Yeah. Okay, Rob, what about you?
So I'm the narrator for the story.
Oh.
So I get to...
With that beautiful voice.
With this beautiful voice, yeah. Thank you. So I get to set the scene for the audience. Give them a little bit of a taste for what they're about to see in this episode without giving away the story.
Okay.
It just whets their appetite so they just can't walk away.
Yeah. Great. And how do you cannot relate to your character?
Oh, I can relate to my character. I'm a storyteller. I love to engage in conversation, even in my job. To make a point, I use real life objects or real life events to get my point across. So I'm a storyteller.
That's always effective. Okay, let's hear Susan's story.
Hi, I'm Susan Fanning, and I play Marge. I'm the best friend of Mama Rosalina for 40 years because I talk like this.
Yes.
I'm from Brooklyn, and I'm a dance teacher. Okay. So I do bake and burn, which Mama and I bake. And I teach her how to dance, and we do arm lifts and squats, and it's hilarious.
Super fun.
Yes, it is. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Can you relate to your character? Are you, do you dance in your
Well,
life?
I am a dance teacher. I've been dancing all my life. I did Dancing with the Stars. And,
nice.
And
that's a revelation.
I'm not a star, but I did teach the stars. but it was a lot of fun, and I think that... It's going to be a great show. It is a great show.
Okay, Kenny.
Okay, I play Cousin Dominic. And, well, I'm having a hard time relating to my character because nothing in my life really related to my scene. So, but it's going to be a challenge for me. But in conquering that challenge, I'm going to learn from that. So, yeah, and I got to play somebody who's crying, and it's hard for me even in real life to cry. Because I always, you know, I'm always an up person, and, you know, so I'm laughing. I can laugh, but I can't cry.
That's where the acting takes
But I do got to figure out a way to pull this off. I'm sure I will. But like I say, it's going to be a challenge. And
right.
But I do enjoy this gang that we're working with, the cast, and I was in the few other shows that we've had in the past, and so...
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you guys have any stories about, you know, fun stories you've experienced in rehearsal? How do you guys relate to the rest of the cast?
So we basically practice once, sometimes twice a week. When we were practicing for the play, it was during the pandemic, so we did a lot of virtual practicing. Now that we get to come and rehearse here at the library or at the studio, it makes it so much more fun to watch everybody else's scene And because when you're filming a sitcom, it's going to be different. It's going to be different. We're not going to see everybody filming because they're going to be in their little room, whether they're filming in a living room or in a kitchen.
Yeah.
Or, but when we come here to these rehearsals, we see everybody. So it is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we do laugh and we give our feedback.
Yeah.
And
it's like a whole big family.
Yeah. And it's fun. It's just something, I mean, I like it. I can't, you know, I'm sure everybody else likes it.
Yeah. You know. Rob.
Yeah, it's a good time. One of the things is you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Whether it's from the actors or whether it's from the group of us that are watching, every once in a while somebody will just toss a line or a move and it just sets us all laughing.
Yeah.
And we can be a challenge to Janine because we get a little out of control sometimes.
Yes. So Janine's a good director.
Janine has let us loose. Yeah. So we can, if we're laughing, you're going to be laughing. That's what I have to say.
Yeah.
Because we try to control ourselves during the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're watching other people's scenes,
yeah,
you can't help but laugh. Maybe even cry. It's exciting.
That's so important. You guys have a good time.
There is a lot of laughter. In fact, just tonight, somebody suggested that maybe we might add a laugh track because I can make everybody laugh.
Yeah.
My laugh is in contagious and makes everyone else laugh. So there's a chance they're going to be doing that.
Yeah, super cool. Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys have, how did you guys get into acting?
Well, how did I get into acting? Janine. I got into acting with Janine. She asked me to be in her play, and I said yes. And I was in her play, and now she asked me to be in her sitcom, and I said yes. So I can say Janine.
Yeah. What about you, Rob?
Well, I mean, for me, it started years ago as a young kid getting the opportunity to play the role of Tony in West Side Story. And
wow.
And then having some fun with shows like Godspell and Anything Goes.
Yeah.
But then for the longest time, my performance was the way I did presentations and training and things at work. But then Janine pulled me back on the stage, and I love it. I'm having a lot of fun.
Okay. What about Susan?
Well, I started when I was young. I did a lot of modeling when I was very young. And then acting in school plays and singing and dancing. Always dancing, because I love that the best. But I went to one of Janine's plays.
Yeah.
And Anthony, who's in the show, was playing, he was getting married to someone. And he asked me, he said the audience should be getting involved. And people weren't at the time. So he said to me, why don't you do it for me and just get involved and pretend like you're sad because I'm getting married and fight the woman that's marrying me in a way of arguing. And so I stood up and just started arguing.
Yeah.
And it worked out well. Because
that was your moment.
That was it. And Janine saw that. And then Kenny here helped me through that.
Yes, I kind of fed on to her reaction, and then I was able to feed off of that with some extra lines.
Yes.
And I got into acting real early too, when the first grade nun in my Catholic school picked me to be Joseph.
Funny.
And then that was it. From there, I shined on the stage ever since. So that's pretty much it.
Well, great. It was nice talking to all of you tonight. Thank you so much. I know it's so late, but we wish you all the luck. And I'm sure everybody's going to have fun watching Mommy Rosalina. We can't wait.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night. Bye.
Bye-bye. There you go. Was that all right?